Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
All right. It's time for another one of these.
It is indeed.
Yes.
So,
what is it that we're here for? What is this thing?
We are here.
What is this? What? Who are we?
We are.
The
Prizes Inside podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's us. Pip,
hosted
right?
by... It is. Some people call it Pip, I've heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw. That's cute. I like it.
It is. Hopefully it catches on. Hopefully it sticks.
Well, we're going to have that on the merch, so...
One of these days. And of course, we are your hosts.
Yes.
The one speaking, I am Billy.
And I am Jeff.
And what we usually do on these episodes is we talk about some kind of food. And this episode, turns out, is no different.
Yep. It's really, you know, we had you for a swerve there for just a second. You're thinking Billy's like leading to some other topic or twist. No, it's just more food.
Yep. More of the same.
It's snack food this time.
Kind of.
An interesting twist on an old favorite, turning it into a snack food.
Well, we'll get to it.
Yep.
But it turns out it is a twist that was arrived at as robotically and systematically as possible.
Probably more of these
post brands.
More of these are probably done that way than you realize.
Yeah. Well, almost certainly. The difference is the other ones don't say it out loud in the press release.
Maybe. We're fairly new to the press release game when it comes to
these. I suppose that's true. Isn't that what you usually read, though?
It depends. A lot of these aren't. Some of them are. It just depends on what they want to share. Like, a lot of them I get from their website. Some of them are from, like, food news sites.
I remember.
But they quote the press release in it.
Yeah, I was going to say way back when we did our first episode was the Wendy's
Frosty cereal. Yeah.
And we couldn't find the press release, just references to the press release. But this time...
We have it. Yeah.
We have our first official company-provided press release.
We got this directly from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. So that's something to look forward to. Something that we've never done before on this show. Though we have... read from press releases and news articles previously. This one feels different.
Yeah.
Hopefully
it feels
it
much more much more professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Yes.
What are we having?
We are having Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles, but not the cereal. We're having them in the
form... Wait, hold on.
What?
Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles.
Yes.
But not the cereal.
But not the cereal.
I thought they were cereal.
I know. But now you can have these any time of day. Anywhere you want, because now they're
Couldn't
available.
Couldn't we do that before?
Well, sort
just
of.
Just put it in a bag, like a little trail.
Yeah, mix? But this way it's more, it's not just like a handful of cereal bits. This is a way to enjoy it, almost like a chip.
You heard it here first, folks. Not a cereal, not cereal bits. It's almost like a chip.
Yeah, except it's called crisps, is actually what they call it in Britain.
Well, I think it's because what I heard is that there's... like a legal requirement that things like Pringles fail to achieve in order to be called chips. So they're crisps. I think it's like a Pringle is like mashed up potatoes that are then compressed into a chip shape as opposed to a slice of potato that is fried. I think. Don't quote me on that. But I've heard that that's the legal distinction between crisps and chips.
That sounds right. But I think culturally... they actually called crisps, regardless of that status, in England.
So what are chips in England?
I don't know if they have chips.
Well, they have fish and
they have chips, but like, because they call chips over there French fries, right?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
I don't know. Those Brits, I got to look up their lingo to figure it out.
They're both chips. Maybe they have all kinds of chips.
No, I think, because when I was looking up, without giving away the game, I was looking into some other cultures for snack food ideas and whatnot. And it seemed like all the items were... even if they were like just regular potato chips from Lay's, although I think over there they're called Walkers. I think it's the same company because they have the same logo, but different word. Kind of like Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, but they always labeled their chips as crisps.
That's interesting. Well, that's something that we'll have to look into when we do,
if we do.
Such an episode.
Trying to find these items, it can be tricky.
That's
we're looking into fun, different stuff besides just the mainstream.
Well, we're already going beyond the mainstream. We've just described...
this is the mainstream, though.
No.
These items are available in any grocery store.
Well, I'm trying to amp it up. We just... this
yeah,
is
but you don't want to lie. I'm not going to lie.
We're not lying. I'm
it's
just saying
little
it's
bit
our
of
first
a lie.
Episode
it's
with
kind
an
of
official
a
press release.
That's true. That part is
and
true.
And here I'm trying to talk them up.
That's the thing, though. You can't say it's not mainstream and we have the official press release, like,
no,
in
no.
the episode.
That's no. We, just because we go We got all that saying is we got it from the source. That doesn't make it mainstream.
Yeah, you're right. Post the brand is not mainstream. Well,
Post itself is. I'm just saying, let's say we went to somebody who just, some individual, some sole proprietor, some local cereal maker decided to make their cereal.
I love those mom and pop cereal maker shops you can go to.
Well, let me finish the story. I'm painting a picture.
Okay.
You go to your mom and pop cereal maker. Yes. And they've decided to try something new. They've decided to turn their cereal into what the English call a crisp.
Yes.
And then we go to them and we say, hey, what would you like us to say about this product when we review it? And they say, well, it's funny you ask. We have a press release that we've distributed nationwide to all of our subscribers, and we would like you to read that same thing. So you see,
yeah,
it's not necessarily mainstream just because they've given us something to read.
But it's the most mainstream sounding. How is it not any more mainstream than what you just described? A nationwide press release. How is that not mainstream?
We're nationwide.
I know, but we're not. I mean, that's the thing. We cover mainstream items like 99% of the time so far.
Well, yeah.
No, practically all the time, actually.
Well, it's, you're really stepping on my toes.
I'm not trying
to. Here again, I'm trying to talk this item up. I'm trying to make it seem exotic.
We can do that, but I don't want to not, like, they're mainstream. They're mainstream items. They're branded. Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles, they've got Fred saying Yabba Dabba Doo on there.
If Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity
Pebbles. What's Yabba Dabba Doo?
It's like you've never seen a cartoon.
I feel like some, yeah, like out of touch alien. And I just came down to Earth for the first time and I saw this item and I'm like, Yabba Dabba Doo? It's Yabba Dabba Doo. I know that. Anyway.
Look, if Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles are not the underdogs of the cereal world, then I don't know what.
They're absolutely not the underdogs. Are you kidding me? They're like constantly advertised as much as any other cereal. They have the Flintstones branding.
Well, I'm not. Let's not pretend that Flintstones is the juggernaut that it used to be in the cartoons.
That speaks to how strong these cereals are. Regardless of the relevancy of Flintstones, they sell like hotcakes.
Well, I have these products back. These
I do too, but I'm just going to be honest about it.
These lowly David versus Goliath cereals.
Yeah, and they're Goliath. That's the point. They have the giant club, and you're just like saying those poor guys, they need a bigger club with spikes on it.
Hold on, it's Fred Flintstone that's on the bag.
Yeah,
it's
not have a club.
It's not Bam Bam. They don't have a club.
Well, I mean,
they specifically chose the character without the club. They are speaking softly, and they are opting not to carry a big stick.
Speaking softly, okay.
By screaming Yabba Dabba Doo.
Or Yabba Dabba Doo on different dialects in different regions.
Yabba Dabba Doo.
Yabba Dabba Doo. That's the Homer version of it. Anyway, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on this whole positioning of Post as the underdog or like...
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just...
There was kind of an implication.
It's for the... I mean, it's for the sake of the show. It's for their benefit, really. On the record or off the record, rather. We'll cut this out, but I'm...
No, we're not.
I'm probably... On your side, I think these might be some of the stronger, more noteworthy cereal brands.
It's like they're as synonymous with the cereal aisle as like Rice Krispies and Cheerios and CTC and stuff like that.
Well, so that does remind. So we're not going to be reviewing this version, I don't think, unless you know people really love the crisp episode. Then who knows, maybe. But they did it with another cereal. Do you want to take a guess which one it is? Do you know?
From Post?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I think we're both in agreement that Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles, they're like A-list movie star. They're the Brad Pitt of cereals, right?
Yeah.
So the other one that they've done is Honeycomb.
Oh, okay.
And Honeycomb Chocolate, which I didn't even know existed.
As crisp?
Yeah.
Huh.
So instead of, I don't know what other cereals Post has, but I feel like they went for their...
Their go-tos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went for their Meryl Streep. And then they, you know, they went for a deeper cut.
That's weird because these are like, it makes sense for the Pebbles line because they are like those rice. It's like the rice cereal where there's the different.
It's basically pieces. A Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah. And it's like mashed into like a circular thing. But it's weird to imagine like a honeycomb being mashed into like a circle or anything.
Well, because with the honeycomb basic, I get kind of makes sense because maybe they're not maybe they're going for like a particular flavor, like the honeycomb flavor did well as a crisp.
Yeah.
But the other one is the honeycomb chocolate, and they already do the Cocoa Pebbles crisp. Like, who's going to look and say, well, I could have Cocoa Pebbles, or I could have the
chocolate,
like the younger brother of honeycombs, and have the chocolate honeycomb. It just seems like an odd choice
to me. Yeah. It feels like honeycomb was like, Mom said you had to let me be a crisp too.
It really does.
So I don't know.
They didn't address it in the press release.
Well, see, that would be the underdog line. If we're going to talk underdogs, the honeycomb ones would be the scrappy ones.
Well, they are both in play. So maybe it'll turn out that the honeycomb ones are actually the most popular. And in spite of the reputation of the Cocoa Pebbles, they're the ones that stay on the shelves.
It's possible, I guess.
It's pretty unlikely.
Yeah, it doesn't seem.
Yeah.
But, you know, one can dream. Well, this is awkward. Do you want to do the... Speaking of press releases, do you want to go ahead and give it a whirl? You said you had it loaded up on yours.
Yeah, I have it.
I know I usually do
this
it,
will
but...
Be, yeah, this will be my first press release because we've switched up our...
Yeah, we've had a role reversal. I'm recording on my laptop, and you're loading up the info on yours.
Which is mostly by happenstance.
Yeah, it wasn't really planned. It just kind of worked
out. To do two mics at once, but then it turned out that there really wasn't any way for us to do it so that each other's mic wasn't picking up the other one.
Someday we're going to master the mic thing and have really good... audio that really picks us up both clearly and crisply and evenly, but that is not today. But I think it comes across well enough.
I hope so.
Yeah, I haven't heard any complaints about, you know, one of us really not being understandable in terms of what we're saying. But anyway, you have it up, right?
The
press release? All right, we'll go ahead.
I do indeed. So this is from January 12th, 2021. From
21?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
21.
This item's over a year old?
I mean, it must be.
But it says new on the bag. Does it say new on the box?
I'm...
It says new on the box. You can't call it new. It's been around for like over a year.
I don't know. I was depending on your snack research skills when you picked these up, so...
I knew they were older. I just didn't think they were that old.
Well.
But... Here I didn't know about them until I looked into this stuff.
We're already committed. We're 10 minutes into an episode.
I mean, these are cool. I want to try them just because they look neat. It doesn't always have to be like a brand new thing for us to try. You know, like, this is something that existed, but did you know about it until I brought it up?
I didn't.
See? No. Maybe fellow listeners out there. Fellow listeners. I'm not a listener. Well, I listen to some
of these
after the fact. Yeah.
I would not expect anyone to listen to something that I did not listen to myself.
I mean,
Much like when we get a sponsor. I will not sponsor anything or let someone sponsor us that a product that I don't use myself.
True. But, I mean, I do listen to them because I do a chunk of the editing. And so when I'm done with it, I'm like, all right, I listen to it because I listen to it multiple times as I'm going through it. And so I'm a listener, but I'm not a fellow listener in the sense that it implies I'm like a fan of myself, which is weird.
Well, I've been on both sides of the curtain because I'm a fan of the creation and I'm also a fan of the listening. I do it all.
Okay. All right. Well, good on you.
Thank you. I do my best. January 12th, 2021. From Lakeville, Minnesota. Probably that's where Post is headquartered, but
I would assume so.
For sure. Starting this month, which again was many months in the past because we're quite a bit behind, cereal fans can now enjoy their favorite cereals in a fun, new, snackable form with the rollout of Post Pebbles Crisp and Post Honeycomb Big Bites. Not crisp, Big Bites. Cereal snacks. The new Post snacks deliver the same great taste as the iconic cereals, but in large, snackable forms and sizes that make them ideal to dip, dunk, pop, and pack. New Pebbles crisps, which are about the same size as potato chips, come in both fruity and cocoa pebbles flavors and are gluten-free. The new Honeycomb Big Bites are about twice as big as the original Honeycomb cereal shape and can be found in the classic Honeycomb flavor, as well as a new chocolate flavor. Well, that's interesting. So
chocolate is new?
Is it just a flavor for the Big Bites?
Huh.
That's what it sounds like. I don't go for Honeycomb in the store.
So yeah, I'm not really a Honeycomb guy either, so...
Each of these four varieties are available in a 6-ounce, multi-serve, resealable pouch... Ideal for sharing or eating on the go. Now, here's my favorite part. Okay,
Can I interrupt you real quick? I've only been able to find Cocoa Pebble crisps in a box, which in the box are different individual packed smaller bags.
Yeah.
I've never seen them in the resealable pack or the bag that the Fruity Pebbles comes in. So it's very weird. I don't know if it's something where maybe they ran out of those.
Well, actually, now that you mentioned, because it is curious, because they're also, they're in different packaging itself, the box versus the bag. Mm-hmm. But also the Cocoa Pebbles on the box, the name is sideways.
Yep.
For being a national brand, the Goliath of cereals, the Cocoa Pebbles seems kind of oddly put together.
But on the bag...
Yeah, on the bag, everything looks normal. There's even Fred Flintstone saying his famous trademark catchphrase, Yabba Dabba Dope.
Yep. What's the name of the episode, by the way?
Oh, it's got it.
Yabba Dabba Dope.
Scooby Dooby Doo. They're both Hanna-Barbera, right? Scooby and
yep.
Fred. Yeah. So anyway, continuing on the press release. Mm. This is really the meat of it. This is my favorite part as a business major. What I love to see from my food brands is... I don't want to see the flowery food descriptions. I don't want them to tell me how tasty it is. I want them to tell me exactly what percentages of people enjoy their cereal in what ways. Okay, and that's what Post is doing here.
Okay.
They're giving me everything I want. According to recent research from Mintel, nearly 40% of consumers say they eat cereal as a snack, and 13% report eating cereal on the go, said Tara LaFerla, brand manager of portfolio innovation at Post Consumer Brands. If that's not inspiring, I don't know what is. We developed our new Pebbles, trademarked, crisps, and honeycomb, not trademarked, big bites, to make it even easier for people to enjoy their favorite cereals anywhere and any time of day. Our new cereal snacks have big flavor and big crunch in a no-mess form that both parents and kids will love. New Post cereal snacks can be found in the cereal aisle at grocery stores nationwide beginning this month. To learn more about the new Post cereal snacks and where to buy them, visit the Pebbles cereal website at www.pebblescereal.com or the Honeycomb website at www.honeycombcereal.com.
Okay.
So that's literally everything you need to know. Not only do you know what they are, not only do you know why you're going to like them, but you know exactly how many people are going to enjoy them with you. Specifically, 40% of people bought it as a snack and 13% on the go or vice versa. I don't remember.
I've already forgotten. Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. That was very informative.
It was.
They did their research. They justified the existence of these, which is smart.
Well, they didn't do their research. They outsourced it to a research
firm. But my point is they made sure to look into it to know that it was a worthwhile investment.
Yeah.
Not just an assumption kind of thing.
See, that's kind of content you get on this, where this insider food podcast is. We'll tell you how the sausage is made, how the crisps are pressed, so to speak.
Yeah, and it looks like, based on the visual from the bag and the packaging, it really does look like they just were like a bunch of these pebbles, like Fruity Pebbles or whatever, just smooshed together.
Yeah, my guess
is... And cut out in circular form.
So, I don't know, this probably isn't going to be very appetizing visual before we start eating, but my guess is they probably soaked them in some kind of water or like liquid, then they pressed them all together, and then it dried into a crisp, and then they just...
Like did the cutout thing.
Yeah, cut it out with the cereal.
Yeah.
And then they probably recycled the leftover, like not like the you know, but when you're cooking cookie cutters with dough or something, you have leftover, you re-roll it, you make more cookies. They probably just do that. That's my guess.
It's possible.
I think I'm right. I mean, I think we've gone over everything there is to go over about Fruity Pebbles.
My brain's appetite has been whetted by all this knowledge.
Well, see, the brain is it responsible for like a lot of your energy and consumption or something?
It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know.
But you know what I need? I need a research firm like Mintel to find out exactly what percent of my brain is used when I'm learning fun facts like these.
Well, we only use like 2% of our brain, apparently.
I think that's nonsense.
Yeah, it is. That's the joke. Because I like those movies where it's like, oh my God, they've unlocked 90% of their brain power or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like Professor X moving objects and stuff. And
mm-hmm. It wasn't real recent, but there was a movie kind of recent.
The Scarlett Johansson one?
I think so.
Lucy or whatever it was called?
Yeah,
never saw it.
I didn't either.
But we are aware that the general premise is along those lines. Yeah.
Well, we're not a movie review podcast. We're a food review podcast.
Yeah, and maybe someday we'll talk about movies when there's a food-related thing to incorporate into it.
Oh, Batman.
Yeah, for example, we did the Batman thing. Talked about Calzone. We didn't really talk about Batman that much, though.
We really did.
Maybe we'll circle back someday.
You know, we could do on that. We could talk about cartoons. We could talk about the Flintstones, Hanna-Barbera.
We could save that for next time, though, because this won't be the last time we visit the world of Pebbles.
That's true. So they have the Shake-Ups. The Shake-Ups, which have their own, hopefully, just as informative press. press release directly from Post.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
From Lakeville, Minnesota.
Someday soon we'll get to that. I don't know when exactly.
We'll probably record it soon. Who knows when it's going to get released.
But yeah, stay tuned for that. So even if we don't talk about cartoons today, there's always tomorrow.
Wow, that was like a Jetsons-esque.
Yeah, I know. I kind of...
Yeah.
All right.
Are we ready to eat?
We're going to start with the Fruity Pebbles, I feel like.
Okay.
Yeah, because I like Cocoa Pebbles the most. Do you have a preference between the two?
I like them both. Oh, Fruity Pebbles are fun.
Okay, let's start with Fruity Pebbles. Not that I don't like Fruity Pebbles, I just love chocolate stuff.
I mean,
it sounds like
you're saying you don't like Fruity Pebbles. Because
I like Fruity Pebbles, I'm just saying if push comes to shove, I'm going with the cocoa all the time. I just love chocolate-based stuff. In general, this applies to any brand.
They are very good.
Like ice cream or what have you, usually chocolate's my go-to.
No bones about it. Cocoa Pebbles are very, very tasty.
But you can't go wrong. If you're looking for a fruity-flavored cereal, Fruity Pebbles is great. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I love the coloring, too. Like seeing all those different rice pieces.
Yeah.
It's a very nice kaleidoscope of cereal. Anyway.
Yeah. And it tastes like one, too. I don't know if they're actually different flavors. They probably aren't. But
they do a good job of having multiple fruit things going on. Yeah. Yeah. I'll give it that. Yeah. I like both, so don't get me wrong. But with that in mind, let's go ahead and start.
Yep.
I'm going to open the bag. We'll just have to dive in here because this is one share size bag thing.
Oh, well, yeah. Pour me out some on my napkin here.
Okay. And I'll probably edit some of this. All right. We've got a few poured out here.
I've got 6 crisps, so it is multicolored. Does it look to you like they did what I said they did, where they kind of put them together and then pressed them, or does it look like they've just done targeted dye into a single sheet?
I don't know. It's hard. It looks... I think it's both. I think they made the crisp with a bunch of rice pieces, and then they dyed them. Because you can see, if you look close enough, you can see where a piece exists, but then hold on.
Yeah, I don't know. It might just be one uniform
thing. And they dyed it after? I can't... It's really hard to tell.
Although, I have a crumb here, and it's just the purple.
Huh.
And, I can see other colors, but, they're on the edge, they broke off. And then I have another crumb that's just orange with, a little bit of green. Maybe it's coincidence. I don't know.
I don't know. Either way, it looks cool.
It does. It looks like a Fruity Pebble chip. I mean...
It's got a slight smell of it. It doesn't...
No, it, I mean,
smell.
It tastes... Yeah, it tastes like Fruity... Or taste. Smell, it doesn't taste. It smells, smells like Fruity Pebble. I think this is going to taste like a dry Fruity Pebble.
Well, one way to find out, right?
There is indeed.
All right, let's go. You have thoughts. I can see that.
Quite a few thoughts.
Go ahead. Your brow was furrowed a little bit.
So, man, these chips are a journey. The first bite... It's like I have I'm back in my childhood with a bowl of Fruity Pebbles, and it tastes just like the cereal, but without the milk, which is disappointing. I'm definitely a milk fan when it comes to cereal. I'm not one of the 40% of people that enjoys their cereal on the go, or the 13% of people that enjoy their cereal as a snack.
But we respect your choice, regardless of whether we agree with it.
I suppose. but it's not me. I like my cereal with some milk. But that first bite, I mean, it tasted like Fruity Pebbles, and then I would chew it. And then the flavor kind of went away.
It definitely dissipates fairly quickly.
Cracker.
Yeah.
And then I had more than 2. I broke our normal pattern. I had 4 of them, ultimately. The third one that I had, I could feel with my tongue, the mouthfeel of the chip, that there was some kind of candy coating.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And then once I noticed that, I tried to, try to just taste that, because I thought maybe it was like a powder that I could get some extra flavor. But I think it's just a kind of a candy coating.
Why don't we just lick one?
Oh, that's smart.
A lot of mine I poured out were broken, so I'm licking a broken piece here.
Yeah, I think it is a sweet flavor. I think
I really got a good hit of it on this one.
I think what it does probably is keep them crispy. Mm-hmm. It probably covers it and protects it from humidity. It is sweet. Maybe I'm way off and it's just actually just sweetness, but
it kind of gives me the vibe. You know how you do homemade Rice Krispie treats, and they taste way different than when you buy them at the store, the pre-made ones you buy on the shelf.
Yeah,
kind of gives me that vibe.
I could see it. Yeah, but so the first bite, it's Fruity Pebble land.
Yeah,
halfway through the chew, it's just dry, flavorless cracker land. But the aftertaste is Fruity Pebbles. I can still taste the Fruity Pebbles.
It comes and goes.
It lingers.
Yeah,
which is nice if you like Fruity Pebbles. If you don't like Fruity Pebbles, You probably wouldn't have bought them anyway, but the last thing you would want is a lingering Fruity Pebble flavor.
I think if you're looking for a way to snack Fruity Pebbles on the go, this is a legitimately good way to do it.
Yeah, I think I agree.
It makes me, for me personally, it makes me want some milk with this, though. As I'm eating them, I'm immediately like, I wish I had milk.
Yeah, it just makes me want a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? What's your rating for this flavor?
I think...
Man, you are just intensely brooding over this.
It is. I'm pretty torn, but I'm going to go with a 2.5.
What were you torn between? 2 and 3?
Yeah. Two and a half and 3. Not a 2.
Okay. Because
it is Fruity Pebbles.
That's what I was curious about. Because you were definitely stewing it over.
There is never a time, if I ate this, that I would not be disappointed I wasn't just eating Fruity Pebbles.
Fair. I'm going to give it a 3 because I'm imagining myself being somebody who likes having dry cereal from a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be much more convenient than...
You're not describing yourself. Just imagining yourself in
I'm putting myself shoe. In the shoes of somebody that likes to have, you know, a baggie of their favorite cereal when they're out and about. This is a much more enjoyable way to do that because I can't imagine trying to have Fruity Pebbles, just a handful of that because it's just those tiny little
It'd be so pieces. Messy.
This is a great way to have a few chips of it, get your hit of that flavor, have a nice treat, and move on.
You're right.
On that metric, I got to give it a 3 because I think it does a fine job, doesn't exceed my expectations, doesn't disappoint me really. So 3 is fine for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of nailed it right on the head. If you are one of the folks that post-surveyed to find out that they like cereal on the go and you like Fruity Pebbles, you're probably going to love these.
Yeah, that 40%.
Yeah.
They're going to be in heaven for this.
But if you like your cereal mostly with milk or exclusively with milk, in my case, then you're always going to be disappointed. I think those are the two types of people.
Yeah.
Two types of cereal eaters.
Yeah.
And that's going to be their opinion on this crisp.
It pretty much, it did its job.
Yeah. I mean, it did exactly what it set out to do. It didn't set out to do it for me. Yeah. That's all.
Well, with that in mind, we've got one more flavor to try.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah.
We're doing both of them in a single episode.
I could tell we were about to wrap it up in our heads.
I was ready.
But we'll do this real quick. This is a Cocoa Pebbles crisp, and we'll see how it goes. You ready?
Yeah, I am. And I think, I have my own.
Yeah.
I think this is probably going to be better, is my guess. And when I say better, I mean better for people like me.
I think chocolate is a flavor that just does better as a standalone. Without milk standalone flavor.
That's my, we'll see if it holds up, but that's where I think this is.
All right, we're going to dive in. Now that I'm seeing it without any other coloring, it definitely looks like these are just one big piece.
Smell the bag.
That bag smells weird.
It smells like it's not going to be good.
Yeah. All right, you ready to try it?
Yeah. I was right. You're
terrible. Oh my God. Hold on.
We both took not even a bite. We both crunched into it and stopped and looked at each other and...
These are horrible.
Okay, so before we started, you said, because we split all the food that we buy, we split it 50-50. You said to me, you can have the Fruity Pebbles because I think I'm going to like the Cocoa Pebbles better. And I said, well, hold on. We'll do the episode first. Maybe we'll want to split them more evenly. You're covering your mouth. Oh, it might be for the sound.
It's for the sound, but also, these are awful.
Yeah, I kind of can't believe it. When I smelled it, I thought, that's just because it's, you know, they're all in there together, you know, maybe, you know, something with the, I don't know. But I thought when I bit into it that I was going to get some chocolate. They're not expired yet.
No, I double checked.
Yeah, because we looked last time.
God, these are like... those awful, like, rice cake things, those flavorless, they come in those, like,
circular. I know what you're talking about. I've never had one before. Oh,
they're just nothing. These are nothing but, like, it's tasting like the death of chocolate at the same time.
Yeah.
Because in the very beginning, you get a little bit of that Cocoa Pebbles, then it tastes, like, burnt, and then it's, like, gone.
I was kind of the opposite. I got the burnt awfulness first, and then I got a little bit of chocolate towards the end. Now it's just, like, the Fruity Pebbles aftertaste was Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
I thought, man, I want a bowl of Fruity Pebbles. I have this. I think I want a glass of water to rinse this out.
At first, I almost wanted to spit it out because I was like, maybe something's wrong with the bag. But
I don't think so. They're still crispy.
It doesn't smell that bad. If you smell one individually, you smell like a little bit of cocoa.
I don't. It doesn't. It just... You know what? I'm gonna just lick it. I'll see what the the coating is like. See, maybe that's where the chocolate is, and there's just not enough of it. Maybe
I'll lick it too.
I do think that's where the chocolate's hiding, is in the coating.
So faint.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be practical if I had a bowl of these. You know, I'm not just gonna have a second bowl for the ones that I've just slobbered all over and throw away. But that's really what you have to do if you want to. If you want to taste Cocoa Pebble, you have to lick it off of the crisp.
He's not wrong. Ugh. You know what? This is my first one.
It's definitely my first one. I almost said it when we took our first bite, but
I wanted to give it a minute to make sure. Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, I'm not even being funny. It's better if you just lick the flavor off.
He's not wrong.
Bite the chip.
Yeah.
Because I've been been tonguing this one since I started, and it lasts so much longer than when you just crunch it down.
Yeah. Man, how did they mess it up so bad?
How do you mess up Cocoa Pebbles? How does Goliath fall to David? It's a question for the ages. It's a question that's been written since the dawn of man, and yet here we find ourselves.
Yeah.
Tasting the sling from which the rock was thrown.
I can't believe this is bad, but it is bad.
It is horrible.
Yeah.
Ones all around.
I really, and you know, I, whenever one of us was going to have a one, I really didn't think it would be both of us.
Yeah, it kind of felt like, you know, we've kind of been in agreement on a lot of things, but, you know, we'll have occasional things where like, oh, I don't really like this, you like that. Mm-hmm. But to be a one, you kind of went over your metrics before. It has to be really bad, and this one was.
Yeah.
This one also, I think, was deeply disappointing because it's Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles. I bought a box today of Cocoa Pebbles with marshmallows.
That's a five in the making.
Yeah. So, like, I'm going to have that because I love Cocoa Pebbles, the cereal.
Yeah.
But the crisp, no.
I will never have one of these again.
If I tried this, if you gave me this in, like, a blank or, you know, a nondescript packaging, didn't tell me what brand it was or anything, I would never guess it was Cocoa Pebbles.
I don't even know if I would guess that it was chocolate.
I would guess it was chocolate based off of the look, probably, just because of the fact it's like a bland brown.
And there's some aftertaste that's not chocolatey.
But if I tried the Fruity Pebbles one, I'd be like, oh, that's Fruity Pebbles. Like,
yeah, no question about it.
Yeah. So that's what's strange to me is how do you get one so right and then the other one is just such a whiff.
Yeah.
But it is.
So with the Fruity Pebbles, I gave it a 2.5 because it wasn't a product that was made for me. It was a product that was made for whatever the percentages are that eat their cereal on the go. And if you're one of those people, you're going to love the Fruity Pebbles crisps.
Yeah.
Even if you are one of those people, I don't think you're going to want the Cocoa Pebbles crisps.
I agree.
You can leave those on the shelf and just get a Clif Bar or a Hershey chocolate. Just
anything else that's chocolate flavor will do better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was a twist I didn't see coming.
There's been a few of those.
I know. This one, though, I really thought I had a pretty good idea beforehand, but nope.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I guess we can wrap it up.
I'm done talking. I don't want to waste any more time on this one.
It's not, it's not worth it.
Yeah, just we got better things to do.
Well, if...
sorry, folks. We'll still work with you, but, you know, we're going to tell it like it is. Unless the dollar signs come raining down. Yeah,
that's our calling card, really, is we always tell it like it is.
Unless you pay us to say otherwise.
Exactly. So if you would like to learn more, you can send us an email. We can forward you the press release. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
If you have tried either one, if you're one of the people that like your cereal on the go, if you're one of the monsters that like your cereal without milk.
Come on. Some people, it's just how they roll. It's fine.
I suppose.
They're not monsters. They might be wrong, but they're not monsters.
Well, if you are one of those people.
Wow.
you can send us an email, prizesinside@gmail.com. Tell us what you think.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @prizesinside. That's prizes plural, inside. And of course, if you enjoy the show and you want to help us do it more, do it better, invest in better audio equipment, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform.
And heck, just leave us a comment. Any social media platform or wherever you're listening, we'd love to hear from you. Any suggestions for stuff you might want us to try?
Yeah, and that's
something we're always open to. Is we find stuff that we think would be fun to talk about. But if for something that you're like, oh man, they never tried this?
Yeah.
And it just came out? They should. Let us know. We'd be happy to take suggestions.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe it's something even that we've already had, and it's an episode that's already recorded and in the hopper, ready to go. And
you just
have to tell us that it's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And we'll bump it up to the top of the list. So, yeah, I mean, just get in touch with us. We'd like to hear from
you. We're always around.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's right on email, which is always just right in your pocket these days. So, anyway, I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And this has been Prizes Inside.
See ya.